she had some of the features of Hillary that you could have looked at her and thought, God, she made up nice today, you know. She cleaned up really good, kind of thing. Yeah. And so, I mean, so seriously, she had a good day. Yeah. So I put the two pictures side by side and had them on my phone for a minute. I take that stuff off of there because, you know, the government has access to my phone, so I have to be careful what I put on. And so, which we give up access to our computers and our phones.
Absolutely.
You know, if you've got clearance, you can't have stuff coming across there. So, and so anyway, I kept it up there for a little bit and showed a couple of my friends. I go, what do you think of this? You know, this is the girl that's on TV a week ago. This is the girl right now, right? And so everybody was just amazed. I mean, there was no comparison. Go ahead.
So she's acting on our behalf, then, like, she's really a drunk.
She's a bad apple. Whether she's a clone or a regular person, don't matter. She's a bad apple.
Yeah.
There's no rehab in her.
She is.
What about the Podestas?
Podesta, you know, his wife is not even on the radar for whatever reason, but he's been arrested. He's not been executed unless he got executed yesterday, but. There was some did get executed yesterday. I don't have the list.
So you did. You get a list every day.
I get a list every week.
How did you get involved in all of
it? When I first started today, I told you that I got involved because the Trump team called us, the GOP here in Michigan, and then sent us attorneys out there. And then we just thought we were going to do like research and stuff.
Sure.
Well, they made Trump actually met us. Wow. And gave us an office in the Pentagon. So that's where we worked when we were there. I've been in the Pentagon for like almost 3 months.
That's cool.
They only took us out of there because it got dangerous the day before the inauguration.
Sure.
They took us out and then they flew us home in a military plane, actually.
Wow. What day did the fake inauguration even happen?
On the day before the real real inauguration was on Wednesday. The fake one was on Monday. So remember when they cleared out the Capitol for the fake fire from the homeless person, and it was on national news?
Yeah.
Oh, they had to get the people out of there
so
they could have their fake inauguration.
Geez.
We already knew that, though.
Because that's the one they showed in Europe, right?
That's the one they showed in Europe. They mistakenly posted it a day early.
Right.
You're sitting here behind you.
Oops.
Isn't that crazy? Go ahead.
Well, that's what a lot of people... Are you just wanting us to know, start sharing with our friends? And our
I want... Anything I tell you is not any
okay,
kind of
or
secret.
Or you wouldn't tell us.
Or I wouldn't tell you,
yeah,
right? I mean, I'm not... There's some things you don't need to know that I do know. And there's other things I just can't elaborate right this second. 2 weeks from now, I might be able to tell a different story, right? So you're welcome to share. That's my point. We need to stop being complacent. We need to share that stuff.
Sure.
We don't care if they believe it. We want to plant the seeds,
okay,
right?
Let's plant the seeds.
We
want to
plant the
seeds.
Right. That
these
we
Christians are going to be just like
Catholics.
Walking around like this.
Right, that's exactly right. You know, we have a lot of Christian friends. I have a lot of Christian friends.
Looks like I'm
going
shopping.
I think I should take, like, Xanax and stuff, you know? I mean, like, I'm totally serious. They think I'm crazy.
Told my son he's taking me purse shopping when he comes back.
Told me about Louis Vuitton.
Okay, yeah, he deals with Louis Vuitton trunks, so he can do that.
Our flag has always been the same. So the flag with the gold fringes belongs to the corporation. The flag without the gold fringes belongs to the republic.
Okay.
Oh, really? Because I thought the gold fringes meant military, because Trump had them behind him his last two. Because
he was leaving.
He was leaving?
He was
leaving.
That's
right. He was
That's
leaving
so cool. Well, they keep the desk.
I'm going to go back to the inauguration. I got a question about the inauguration. You know, they video, but then the day of that was supposed to be the real inauguration, there was something going on there, but all the media was so far.
They were being arrested inside.
So, but there was something going on in the front of the Capitol, wasn't there? Because there was
It was a fake inauguration.
So they.
But there were people inside that were actually got, there was a few of them got arrested.
So they videoed it on Monday. And
they videoed the one that they showed on national TV, right? So now if you go back, think about this.
Yeah.
If you can find both of them on the internet in different places, and you can watch the one on national TV, she's got
different
shoes on.
Yep.
She's got, there's different people in the audience behind her.
Yes.
And on the real inauguration, the person standing right behind Biden is wearing a CCP insignia.
Yes, what was the Chinese guy doing there?
They own Biden.
Jeez. I noticed that. I was like, what?
They own Biden. They pull all those strings.
So I kept thinking, what is a Chinese guy doing 2 feet from the president?
He's running. He's running the show. It's a movie. You're watching a movie.
Yeah, there was a guy behind Biden.
Behind Biden with the Castle Rock.
And then they did. They didn't do it in the right order. They didn't. She went first, and then he didn't keep his hand on the Satanic Bible.
And it was a Satanic Bible. It was not the Bible. And she didn't put her hand on the Bible.
She put it on her purse.
That's right.
Because they're not allowed.
You're very observant. I'm impressed.
And they mispronounced Kamala's name.
Well, her real name is Jezebel.
So what was the 2 minute delay
she
about?
She is Jezebel, and if you watch her eyes, they're dark like a witch.
Yeah.
Every time,
like Gretchen.
This is not him. Exactly.
Well,
just like Gretchen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gretchen,
oh,
is Gretchen. You're
yeah.
absolutely
she's
correct.
A she's a witch.
So if there is a seven, the whole, the, each continent is run by seven witches.
Yeah.
Okay, you can pick them out.
Really?
Yeah. So under Luciferian, every continent is run by seven witches.
She's a real witch.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That is.
And Gretchen too.
What was that 2 minute delay?
Gretchen's a witch, right?
Remember before Sotomayor?
2 minutes and 11 seconds. So 2-1-1 is the theft.
Oh,
yeah. Burglary in process.
Well, why did they wait? Why did they do it?
They didn't. There must have been a Republican somewhere around there that played that game.
Oh.
Does the, now we are printing, or the Federal Reserve has been authorized to print tons and tons
of
money.
No, exactly. So the Federal Reserve has nothing to do with us. We're playing that game with them right this second. So if you remember back about, I don't know, maybe a year ago.
Yeah.
Trump incorporated the Federal Reserve into our treasury.
Yes, I
okay,
did.
Okay, so
I
you remember that, right?
That. Yeah.
So that's a slick move right there.
Yeah.
So that enabled us to print all of our own money.
And pay ourselves back on our own
that's
debt.
That's correct.
So did that money from the Vatican then, like, that's what I
that's
was
in
connect.
Fort Knox.
Well, I was trying to figure out, does the money from the Vatican make that payment back? But it's really
there is
the
no
incorporation.
Well,
there's no
there's
debt
no,
now.
There's no debt and there's no Vatican.
Yeah.
The Vatican's wiped out. We seized all our assets.
Wow.
So all these leaders that go down that have been involved in this cabal, we actually own all those assets. If you watch, this is a good one for you to Google. Or search out the first foreign trip that Trump made, and he stopped in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
You have to watch that. There's a whole like 20-25 minute clip, and see what happened on that. We didn't understand it as a nation. We did not understand the significance of all those things. You will now understand from what I told you today. You will understand the significance of that trip because he took with him all of the proof of all of those leaders being in the cabal, and he slapped that on their desk and he said, "I will either I tell the world what goes on here, or you're going to give me permission to do what I want to do."
Yeah. Wow!
And that's exactly what happened.
He's a guy who'll do it too.
Time on, I think it was on that same trip, and he walked in front of the queen.
Yes.
Right,
that was symbolic, right?
Yep.
And everybody was making a real
So I still don't understand about Netanyahu. Was he an actor or not?
Who?
Netanyahu.
Bibi Netanyahu.
He's.
I don't know.
Prime Minister in Israel.
Yeah.
No, he's a good guy. But there's a lot of sex trafficking in Israel. That I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna come down. All right, this is how I understand it.
Okay.
Of course, things are subject. Things are always subject to change in the military, right? But as of right now, the Asia is gonna get taken down first. The cabal in Asia is coming down first with the Chinese Communist Party. Okay. Then we're going to Europe, which is already coming down simultaneously because most of those leaders are gone.
Yeah.
Right? Then we're coming to the United States, and then we're going back to Israel last because that's a mess.
Really?
Israel's a mess.
Israel is last.
So how did these other countries then, if all of this money that was hidden in the Vatican is now at Fort Knox or wherever, some undisclosed location, maybe in Manhattan, who knows, how do these other countries function? Are they now?
Well, they weren't functioning off of that money.
Oh, they weren't.
Oh, heck no.
China only has lead in their gold.
Yeah, so they weren't functioning off that Vatican money.
Okay.
That Vatican money was controlled by the cabal, which was all of the Satan, the Luciferians,
right. Okay.
Plus the, which included the royal family, the Pope, and all of the bishops and cardinals there, and Washington, D.C., which is our entire government.
Yeah, because I figured that maybe that money was the, not the chattel, but the, behind everybody being able to do this.
No. In fact, those other countries didn't even know it existed.
Okay.
Would this be the end of the Catholic Church?
No. It'll be the end of the Vatican.
Yeah.
Oh,
the
Vatican.
Will go on.
And the Pope's dead.
Yes.
The Pope's dead. For whatever reason, they don't want the Catholic Church to know because they don't want him up in arms. I'm sure they don't want him exodus from the Catholic Church.
No.
I have an amazing amount of wonderful Catholic friends.
Sure.
That doesn't mean that they're bad people.
No.
Right.
And
right.
Look at those
right.
Seven faithful bishops that spoke out against.
That is correct. I mean, there's a lot of really good people. There's a lot of good
now.
People there, you
yes.
know. Will they ever have a pope again? I don't know.
Maybe not.
They don't need one.
Nope.
What about that 2 minutes of silence during the fake inauguration?
2 minutes and 11 seconds. 2-1
what?
Is a robbery.
It's a robbery.
That's
in
a
process.
Robbery in process.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Oh. Yeah. It was 2:11.
Exactly.
I like how they've got on the close up on their faces, and you notice that
she means
Biden and
yeah, like
Pence. Because the prophet talked about that.
When was
the
2 minute
the course of heaven is signed
yeah.
off on their sin and they're done.
Yeah.
That's what a prophet prophesied.
Wow.
Where you're just verifying something.
Right.
Like praying.
That's. Yes, we serve a great God.
Yes. Amazing. He's going to be gracious enough, I'm telling you. 2 months ago, I wasn't sure he was going to be that gracious. I believe now from what I see that God's going to be gracious enough to give us this country back. That's why I am here for that reason. I want everyone to know, I want you to witness to that he is gracious because this time it's a gift.
Yep.
Next time we're not going to be that lucky.
No.
No.
Why did you not leave it 2 months ago?
It was pretty dismal for where I was looking at.
Yeah.
You know, some of us thought we'd talk about election fraud or something like that when we got here. Will that have any relevance whatsoever?
It's going to have, the only relevance that election fraud has is to clear Trump's name to put him back in office to appease the 60 million people. That's the only thing it has. There's nothing else.
Thank you for calling
me back.
Yes. What are we going to do about Dominion?
Oh my gosh. What do you mean, what are we going to do about
them?
I mean, Dominion don't even exist
anymore.
What's
already been done?
Yeah, what happened?
You mean
the
computer
they
system?
They closed all their offices. We've confiscated all the machines. I mean, there was a lot of machines that got blew up in Tennessee, but the funny thing is, like, we're that dumb. We had already taken all the information off of those.
That's
we
what
just,
I was going
to say. You know, that was a game. You know, we put them out there, tell them where we are, and we see if somebody's going to blow them up. You know, I mean, it's just all a game. It's all a plan, right? I mean, we knew a week in advance. You know, our intel said, if you have friends and relatives in downtown Nashville, make sure to be careful on such and such a morning, right?
Really?
So they tell us that.
Wow.
That intel, they, and they don't always tell us that, but they thought that important enough. And then all of a sudden, I'm reading in the news where some motorhome blew up. That was no darn motorhome.
There was no
motorhome took out a city block. And it was a motorhome across the street from where I was, even the buildings were damaged, right? I'm going, oh, they're trying to say that motorhome.
And that
right
guy
there,
that
like,
was dead was probably dead already. They put in the motorhome.
I'm guessing.
Are we in a de facto war with the Communist Party of China?
No. No.
Okay.
What about Lynn Wood?
Like yeah.
Oh, you like
it? He's a good guy. He's Christian. He's been right on the money with everything he's predicted. If you listen to his stuff, he's kind of he sounds a little off base because he's way ahead of himself. But if you look, go back to the stuff that that's on the internet from him 2 months ago, that stuff was right on the
money. He's been spot on out there.
He's been spot on.
And out of all the voices out there, he always points everybody back to Jesus.
That's correct.
Yep.
He's a Christian. He lives by that. And he has been spot on. I have not caught him one time saying something that wasn't right.
We need to pray for protection for you and everybody else
yes.
involved.
Yes,
and all and for guidance, really, because you know to like make the right decisions at the right time. That is so important in our business because, like I told you, we do not start our day. Whether I'm here or I'm and we're here and we're on a Zoom or an encrypted Zoom call, or we are or we don't close our day without prayer, and we don't close our day to this day without President Trump, just so you know. So he, even though he's not by your standards our president, we still call him President Trump.
Oh, we do too.
We do.
Absolutely. He's the president.
He still prays with us every morning when we are on our encrypted calls or whether we're actually in Washington D.C. and he prays with us every evening.
He's the commander in chief.
He is the commander in chief.
Wow.
Yep. That's because Jesus made him the commander.
That is correct.
Yeah,
that is absolutely
right.
Correct. He is brilliant but he does not do anything without prayer. He does not make a decision anywhere without prayer.
Is he in Washington then, really? Or
no, he's not. He's in Mar-a-Lago.
He's
in Florida.
What about assassination attempts? I've been praying against those.
Yeah.
Do pray against them. I mean, just in the short period of like 2.5 months, there's probably been 10.
Assassination.
What's General Flynn doing?
General Flynn is amazing. I'm thinking he's probably going to be our next vice president. General Flynn, Mike Pompeo, one of them is going to be next vice president. There's been a couple other names out there. We'll see. General Flynn's going to be somewhere high in that government. He's amazing. He's an amazing Christian person. And he knows where all the bodies are. He's amazing.
Mike Pompeo's in that.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he was an actor for a while. He had me afraid for a minute, but he turned out to be a really good guy. Actually, the person that you will see again was Jeff Sessions. He was definitely
in a part.
He was definitely an actor. He was definitely an actor. That stuff with him and Trump arguing back and forth, that's all an act.
You know, someone said that if he didn't say like dirty this or crummy this, he didn't have a name for him. You know?
No, Mike Sessions will be back in some form. He's not strong enough to be in the Department of Justice or any of that stuff, but he is Christian enough that and got great values, and he's very loyal, that he will be back in the cabinet in some position.
What about Mueller? And was that an act or was that for real?
He's an ass.
Ask a question, get an answer.
He must be bad.
What were you saying about Barr earlier?
Uh,